In this bulletin, the Prime Minister refuses to speculate about his future ahead of the federal election result. Eurovision competitors prepare for the final of the International Song Contest. And in tennis, Rafael Nadal reaches his 11th Italian Open semi-final. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. The Prime Minister Scott Morrison has cast his vote in the federal election as the country waits for results. Mr Morrison has reiterated his priorities of creating jobs, making the nation secure and supporting aspirations. The Liberal leader won't speculate about his own political future if he loses the election tonight.
I respect this process. It's dear to my heart, the democracy of our country. I'm making no presumptions. I don't take anyone's support in this country for granted. We have worked hard to earn that support.
Opposition leader Bill Shorten says increasing minimum wage and acting on climate change will be among his first tasks if his party wins government. He says he is confident Labor can win enough votes to rule as a majority government.
The first order of business will be to put a submission to the independent umpire to get the wages moving again for millions of our fellow Australians. My first legislation will be to reverse the cuts to penalty rates. We will convene the Parliament as soon as possible to start action on climate change. The rest of the world's fighting climate change. Australia's been missing. This is not the Aussie way to go missing in the big fights.
Mr Shorten has also condemned what he calls dirty tactics with posters targeting Chinese voters in the Victorian seat of Chisholm. The posters, which are designed to look like Australian Electoral Commission information in the colours of purple and white, advise voters in Mandarin that the correct way to vote is to put a number one next to the Liberals. Both major parties are fielding Chinese-Australian candidates in the Chisholm electorate. A man believed to be a United Australia Party volunteer has been fined for allegedly exposing himself at a polling booth in Sydney's southwest. New South Wales police say the 62-year-old man allegedly committed an offensive act in front of at least three women and one man following a dispute. He was issued with an infringement notice for offensive conduct as well as a move-on directive. It's understood he was campaigning for Clive Palmer's United Australia Party. The Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton is anticipating a close result in his Queensland electorate of Dixon tonight. He was criticised early on in the campaign for comments he made about Labor candidate Ali France, who has a disability. Mr Dutton says voters have not mentioned the remarks about his opponent, who he slammed for living outside the electorate. Ms France explained she has a house about 5 kilometres away because of accessibility issues. The Liberal MP says the results could be skewed because of early voting, but there is a chance of a result being known quickly tonight.
We've been able to hold it now for 6 terms, and this is now my 7th election, so we'll wait to see. I think it'll be down to the wire again. I think it'll be close.
Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says he is not taking anything for granted as he fights to hold on to the Melbourne seat of Kooyong. Mr Frydenberg holds the electorate on a nearly 13% margin, but two other high-profile candidates are vying for votes, lawyer Julian Burnside and Liberal-turned-independent Oliver Yates. Greens candidate Julian Burnside says he is serious about doing everything he can to snatch the blue-ribbon seat from the Liberals.
I'm doing it because I intend to win. I'm not just having a crack. But the point is, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change late last year delivered a report which said the world's got until 2030 to take serious steps to combat climate change. And that really put the wind up me. They reckon unless we do that, it'll be too late. And that worries me a lot.
The family of Australian jock Pal Freeman fears he is at risk of starvation as his hunger strike over his treatment in a Bulgarian prison approaches 30 days. The 32-year-old is 11 years into a two-decade sentence for fatally stabbing Bulgarian law student Andrei Monov during a brawl in the capital Sofia in 2009. The Sydney sider stopped eating on April the 21st to protest against the unfair treatment he claims to have suffered for his role in setting up the Bulgarian Prisoners Rehabilitation Association, the country's first prisoner rights and advocacy group. Holland, Sweden and Australia are the bookmakers' favourites going into this weekend's Eurovision Song Contest finals. The finale will give Israel a chance to showcase its credentials as a culturally progressive nation. But the choice of Tel Aviv as the host city has led to controversy geopolitically and caused concern among pop stars sympathetic to the rival Israeli and Palestinian causes. In tennis, Rafael Nadal has reached his 11th Italian Open semi-final after beating Fernando Verdasco 6-4, 6-love in a rollercoaster encounter in Rome. Nadal was broken in the very first game of the opening set before he rallied back to deny his compatriot a single game in the second with a masterful clay court display. Meanwhile, the player's uncle, Tony Nadal, has reportedly told Spanish media Australian player Nick Kyrgios doesn't do the sport any good and he should make an effort to change. Kyrgios hit back on social media, stating he will try to clean up his act. And now we'll look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 21. Adelaide, showers, 22. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 21. Hobart, mostly sunny, 17. Canberra, morning fog, then mostly sunny, 19. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 21. Sydney, partly cloudy, 23. Newcastle, a possible shower, 23. Brisbane, similar conditions, 25. Cairns, showers, 28. And Darwin, mostly sunny, 32. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.